welcome everyone to another episode of the Cosmic Matrix Podcast with your host, myself, Bernhard Günther, and my wife, Laura Matsu. And we have a very special returning guest coming back, Thomas Meyer. We welcome him back. He's the author of the book, COVID Vaccines, Consequences for the Soul, Spirit, and Life After Death. He has been on the Cosmic Matrix Podcast about 2 years ago, where he shared about his groundbreaking research into the spiritual effects of the COVID vaccines. He's very well versed in Rudolf Steiner's work, has published various books, and has been teaching anthroposophic meditation for over 20 years. This word sometimes gives me trouble. With your partner, Angus Hardrop, mainly in Germany, Switzerland, Austria, and the Netherlands. And they are currently actually touring the US, Mexico, and Canada, teaching anthroposophical meditation workshops. Thomas is also giving lectures on the COVID vaccines from a spiritual perspective and living with the diseased, the effects of materialism on the afterlife. So welcome to the podcast, Thomas. So good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you, Bernhard, for inviting. Thank you, Laura.
Beautiful. So I just want to give some background. You recently also, we got in contact. We connected recently, and you informed me that you would like to give an update on your findings and the research on the effects of the COVID vaccinations. So in this first hour, you will give a little lecture, a slide presentation, right, on this topic. And we're also going to pipe in with questions, have a conversation around it. So also for all the listeners, if you want to watch the video with the slide presentation, we will also upload a video that will be embedded in the podcast page on my website, veilofreality.com. There's a link to the video as well. Just as a note, it will not be uploaded on YouTube because we tend to get censored with this kind of information on there. It's still happening, but it will be uploaded on Rumble. And then after the presentation, in the second hour for our members, we go deeper and have a more in-depth conversation about these topics and relating topics about your work and all that. Excellent. So how are you doing, Thomas? How's the tour going with everything? How are people receiving the information?
Oh, yes, quite well. American people are quite open, especially the people we met. We don't met everyone. Right. They were quite open and they dive deep in and let the feelings coming. So that's great.
Beautiful. Excellent. All right, so how about we just dive right into it? Would you like to share your screen? Let's give him a moment here.
Okay, now. Can you see us?
Yes, we can see it. Excellent.
Okay, so I want to talk about the work, about the spiritual effects of the COVID vaccines. And I will start from the beginning, and then I will also show you researchers I have found after I published the book. So, that's a cover of my book. And this lecture is not about that COVID vaccines do not protect against COVID and so on. It's about the more important question, how do COVID vaccinations affect the soul and spirit and our life after death? And I think this is of highest importance, but it's hardly considered in the public discussion. And I will show you my own research and present many other studies later. So my name is Thomas Meyer. I'm coming from Germany. You can hear it with my accent. And I have worked for 20 years for the right of initiative and referendum in Germany, and have been involved in setting up two organizations for direct democracy. As a highlight was the referendum More Democracy in Bavaria in 1995, in which the Bavarian population gave itself the right of referendum in communities and districts. Yeah, that was a major breakthrough at the time. So that's my political actions. But on the same time, I was always interested in super sensible perception and spiritual research. I have written several books about it. Bernhard mentioned it. And another focus of my work is the afterlife. And for decades, I have been studying how the deceased get stuck and do not have a normal post-mortem development. I estimate that half of the dead today are earthbound.
Wow.
Earthbound. Yeah, that means these dead then do not enter the light of the spiritual world. They are around like a gray smog layer around earth incarnated people. When I speak about spiritual research, that means it's not a theoretical approach. It's an empirical approach. It's really about perceiving. Perceiving, and for that, of course, you have to develop your supersensible organs. That's a way of meditation. But when you have developed, you also can use it for to do spiritual research. So, and how did I come to investigate the spiritual effects of the COVID vaccination? And the COVID vaccination started at the beginning of 2021. And in a working group, we took a woman into meditation who had just died and had received a vaccination shortly before her death. And this woman was in a terrible state. We couldn't believe it, but it was. And we found that her etheric body, her body of life forces are called in India prana, in China chi, and this etheric body was like a solid block. After death, the etheric body normally should expands to the planet spheres, but it didn't. And this woman suffered greatly and was in a state of shock. And we discovered that this was a consequence of the COVID vaccination. But we didn't yet understand the details, but it gave me the impulse to do a deeper research because we were very concerned about what is happening to humanity here. And that was and so I started to ask my friends and colleagues about what they have perceived. And in the end, I got reports from more than 50 people, and they investigated the effects of the corona vaccination on the auric cheeks and the life after death. And I put everything together, and so the book is created. I cannot tell everything what is in the book. I can only give you a glimpse. It's more than 400 pages. There's a lot of material in it.
Yeah, real quick, I highly recommend this is one of the most profound, most important books I've read over the past 5 years, especially with what has happened in the world with the COVID drama and all of that, especially to understand this from this metaphysical spiritual perspective. It's very well written, a lot of resources, a lot of also positive suggestions how to heal it. And he goes way deeper into that in his book. So you can definitely get it on Amazon and many other bookstores. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I worked really 1 year, day and night through to create the book. And we started the book with two quotes from Rudolf Steiner because they put everything together. And Rudolf Steiner said in 1917, people will be inoculated against their disposition towards spiritual ideas. And the materialistic physicians will be entrusted with the task of expelling the souls from mankind. And that means Rudolf Steiner foresaw how transhumanist materialism would take over mankind, and everything what we found is in these two quotes. As a result, Rudolf Steiner also spoke, that's perhaps interesting for you too, about bacteria, and he said to think that you will get ill only by a bacteria or by a virus is so clever than thinking that the rain is caused by the croaking frogs. Of course, when the rain comes, the frogs croak because they sense it, but the frogs don't bring the rain. Likewise, the bacilla or virus do not bring flu, but they are where the flu is. So that's an interesting approach. More about this, you can find in another good book from Thomas Cohen, The Contention Myth. But it's so only that you can see how Rudolf Steiner was thinking about illness. It's not, you always have to go, the cause is always the wholeness of the human being and the surrounding. And if there is a disharmony, then you get ill. But coming back to the book about COVID vaccination, the result of the book is that this COVID vaccination caused serious damage to the supersensible members of the human being. And this new vaccines are much more harmful than conventional vaccines.
And just to clarify, when you say super sensible members for people who are new to this cosmology, can you just describe what that would mean?
Yes, we have a material body, and then we have nine other bodies or more. It depends how you count, and you cannot see these bodies. But we are, in the end, our spiritual bodies and soul bodies and etheric life force bodies, are the real bodies.
Yes.
And our material body, we can live in it, and it's a holy body, but it's only a small part of our being. I will come to it a little bit later in a And the main effect of the vaccines is that the physical body, the material body, will be separated from the etheric body and from the soul and spirit. That means that our spiritual and bodies cannot really enter. We lose our connection, and sensitive lose our connection to the spiritual world, and sensitive people can experience this in such a way that they feel separated from their eye, because in our eye we are always connected with the spiritual world, and they could feel abandoned by their angel or by the divine. And they, on the other side, the physical body then is experienced as denser, and the life forces are weakened.
Yeah, and
And
when you say I, you're referring to the true self, right? Yes.
the I is always connected with the true self. We only feel we have an I because when our I is connected with the true self, if there is a disconnection, we are more like a machine. We do not really have contact to ourselves. Perhaps we function in the social life and at working, we could function and do our daily thing, but we do not really feel that we are connected with myself. So it's to be okay. And here I brought you a diagram with super sensible members of the human being and how it could be normally. And if we look to the aura, that's what we perceive. It's a graphic, of course. It's not a reality. And we can look, and we try to look on the bodies quite this and distinguish the bodies. But it's not really possible for me to explain all this in detail this evening,
Understandable.
because then it's not possible. Then we need a week or something.
Yeah.
But that
But
basically the super sensible members of the human being are different layers on a physical level, on a more subtle physical level, on an etheric level, energetic level, on a spiritual level. It's like a cosmology of the whole human being, right? On all levels.
yeah.
Yes. Yes. And here is the same normal super sensible members from the front. And on the right, I have mentioned how I would distinguish this member. So we have the material body. That is the body, what the people think what their body is. But then we also have a blueprint. You cannot see the blueprint because it's in the spiritual world, in the lower Devachan. Rudolf Steiner called it also phantom body or form body. Sometimes he also says physical body to it, but this confuses a little bit, because then a lot of people think the physical body is a material body, but it's you have to distinguish between them. Though that's a blueprint, our plan of the physical body, and this blueprint is created before the embryo starts to grow. The blueprint is coming from the spiritual world, and then the embryo starts to grow. Then we have the etheric body, body of life forces. We have the astral body, sentient body, and what we experience as our soul life. We can distinguish between our I and I organization, our sentient soul, intellectual soul, consciousness soul. That's different layers of the soul.
Very
And
fascinating.
yeah, that is how in anthroposophy we try to describe it. But you can also use other words. The different descriptions from different spiritual schools comes together in the end, but you have to think
Yeah.
about what this meant if they use
Yeah.
other
Exactly. Yeah, we've realized that too.
words. And then we have our spiritual bodies, and that spiritual bodies are cosmic bodies. We distinguish it between spirit self, life spirit, and spirit human. With our spiritual bodies, we are part of the stars. Perhaps as only this gives you a picture. They are our cosmic members, and the whole evolution of the human mankind is to develop these cosmic members. And then that's another a more very quite important point. We also have a spiritual team, and it's quite important for us. And only three team player at first. Our angel, who is always behind us and who is leading us through the incarnations. And if we sleeping, we are normally should sleep into the wings of our angel, and he then carry us through our sleep. But then we also have our body elemental being, and he is like the consciousness of our ether body. And we also have every organs has elemental beings, and then we have our doppelganger, double our shadow. That means the part of everything what is unsolved, old unsolved karma. Here in this in the graphic here, it's in brown. Normally, the doppelganger walks beside us on the left or on the right side. But if he gets stronger, he also could come into our body and overcome us, and then we are angry and we are doing things we don't like to do when we are in a normal consciousness.
Could this relate also
Okay.
to the shadow?
It sounds like
The shadow?
Carl Jung's concept of the shadow, but a more on an etheric level.
Yeah, you have the shadow. Yeah, it's a shadow. There's a lot of different It says a lot of different wordings, split of parts of the soul, you also can say to it, but the doppelganger is on every level. That means we had a doppelganger of the physical body, of the etheric body, of the astral body, of every soul parts. We have always doppelgangers, shadows. So
Interesting.
it's this shadow side go through all members.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, that's a big a lot of there's a lot of stuff in it. Yeah, that's yeah, I'm studying since 40 years, and in and anthroposophy is a big science. But now I want to go further because I want to show you another slide. You can see the aura is ripped apart, and that is a typical impact of a COVID vaccination. That we saw everywhere after the vaccination started. Now the people are more together again, but the effect could be always there. And you can see it's not together. The angel is far behind. The higher eye is far behind. Everything is ripped apart. And this is what we mean when we say, I'm beside myself.
Interesting.
Yeah. And this, the question is why? Why? This tearing apart is caused by spiritual entities associated with the COVID vaccines. That is the main point. And this and we have a vaccine being, and this vaccine being is the spiritual side of the material vaccine. And this vaccine being normally then is very close behind the people, often pushing the angel away, and like an octopus entered in many organs. And there it has a destructive effect. That means if you do a healing work, one part is also to look where are the anchors of the vaccine being in the organs, and we have to dissolve this organ, and then the vaccine being is, yeah, going step by step away.
By the way,
Another point.
sorry, real quick there, right? Could this be related to what we see on the physical level, these fast-acting turbo cancers in certain organs be kind of initiated by this vaccine being or the like?
Yes, but also through another being who, of course, because then the whole immune system, everything is weakened. And then, if you have cancer is, in my understanding, is always an illness of the immune system, because our body creates always cancer cells, but it's not a problem. Our immune system can work with it. But if our immune system is weak, then the cancer can start quickly grow, of course. And another point is, I describe here on the right side, you find a list of points which we evaluate, which we are looking for when we look for the spiritual side effects of the vaccination. We have more points, over 20. And first is the vaccine being, and then the seurotic beings in the aura plays a central role, and I think they mainly causes this turbo cancer and so on. But I have to tell a few words about them. If we look in the aura, we can find this transhumanist seurotic spirits like black chunks here and here and here, everywhere in the aura. We also discovered these very aggressive beings in the aura of the mRNA vaccine ampoules. So it's in the ampoules, but then also in the aura, and it's the same being, same kind of beings. And these beings were new to us, and we had to find a new term for them. And so we called them transhumanist zoroastric spirits. That was the best description in our view. Zoroastric spirits are beings that do not belong to our earthly development, but come from distant cosmic regions. And Rudolf Steiner had coined this term, and he gave a lot of descriptions and explanations. And these zoroastric spirits were nearly always active when it comes to violence, rape, torture, or war. That are the inspiring forces for black magic, for every black magic action. And these special zoroastric beings we found in the COVID vaccines have a transhumanist impulse. That means the human beings are supposed to become soulless machines. That is the impulse for it, special impulse. So, but I do not like to go on deeper. I only want to show that there is really a possibility to do a quite distinguished diagnosis. And in the book, I have collected a great many reports on this and put them in an understandable context. And I only that you get a little bit of feeling for it. Only a quote from an craniosacral therapist. He said, "In five treatments, he had a recurring impression of holding a completely hollow, empty head between my hands, and the etheric brain and the pineal gland felt as if dried up and shriveled. Also, the craniosacral rhythm, normally perceptible on the surface, was not detectable. There was no rhythm anymore. In more than 20 years of experience, I have never had such experiences with any of my other clients." So that's only a typical report.
Yeah, that's really
So
fascinating because I used to work as a professional body worker. I also studied craniosacral. So I've done these sessions on many people throughout my life as well. And that's really huge to not even detect a craniosacral rhythm, right? It's almost a pulse of life of the whole human being.
yeah, but he also said, "Yes, that's terrible." But
Yeah.
it came. But this therapist said after he goes on with therapy and the sessions and try to work through. And after a while, it came. The rhythm
Came
come
back.
was coming back
Okay, good.
slowly, slowly. But it needed real work.
So she, so the
So.
person, so the therapist was helping them kind of regain that connection back through their work.
Yes, and if there is no therapist, I think not so. It as a recovering will not so going quick.
Right.
I only want to give you another example. I got a lot of feedback after the book was published. I only want to quote one out of an email from a reader of my book, and he wrote me. So I'm aware of some of the issues with the vaccine through my own sensitivities. I find it extremely difficult to be around anyone vaccinated. I feel the vaccine entities immediately trying to attack the portal to the soul on the back of my neck and cut my spiritual connection. Many are unaware of the spiritual connotations and dangers of the vaccine, nor can conceptualize of the level of black magic involved. It goes even further than we think. So I brought it quite good together. It's a quote from 2025, as after 4 years vaccination, but he felt the effects anymore. I also got a lot of similar reports all around the world. Here I quote Per Shapiro. It's a Swedish journalist who traveled through South America, and he met several healers and people from indigenous communities. And Per wrote me, more and more healers are noticing dramatic changes in the energy fields of people who have been vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. Many describe that it has become much more difficult or even impossible to reach the soul or higher self of the person, that the life forces have slowed down and that the aura is full of empty spaces and no longer function as a protective shield against foreign energies. So it's the same what we have written in the book, but interesting point is that healers from South Africa found the same.
Yeah. Interesting. A lot of validation for what you have found, yeah.
Yeah.
So to bring it together, what are the effects of the vaccines? The harmony of body, soul, and spirit is disturbed. Connection to the divine spiritual world is disrupted. And this causes illnesses of all kinds. Illnesses always have spiritual causes as well, which then manifest in the physical body. And important is when the bodies of human beings are changed in such a way that the spiritual connection is hindered, then the people feel and think in a more materialistic way. And I think that's the goal of the whole action. That is why we all, that is why they try to vaccinate all people.
You feel that's the intention behind it?
Yes, that's the intention, because we are in a modern form of religious war. That's an important thought for understanding, in my view. And because, but it in earlier times, religious war were directed to the soul and the thinking of the people. But this is now a war who is, it's a battle for control of the physical body. The materialism should be anchored in the physical body, and if the physical body is hardened, then the people are chained to it. I think that is a strategy.
I mean, it relates to what Rudolf Steiner said about the materialistic physicians will be entrusted the task of abolishing the soul and all of that. But do you think, I think you mentioned in your book that most of them are not really doing it consciously, but they themselves are inspired by aromatic or seratic forces working through them to develop a vaccine like this, for example, right? Or
yeah,
they're not consciously aware of what they're actually doing, right?
I think not they are consciously aware, because to be consciously aware, you have there must be a spiritual schooling.
Yeah, exactly.
For understanding. But yeah. I think it here is also old karma working. So the fallen priests in the old Egypt now mummified. The bodies and bound the souls to these mummies, they are now our working in this as doctors. So it has a background. It has a karmic background. Always unsolved old karma is coming back. That's my main thought about it. But I wanted to go a little bit further, and because after I wrote the book, also a lot of nature science studies were coming out, which shows a little bit similar sea effects. And I only wanted to give you a look into the studies. I think you can. I will go quickly through. If you are more interested, perhaps you can. You can get my presentation on the website of Bernard, and then you can read more.
Oh, great. So, that's a good note. I will upload the slide presentation as a PDF file on the website, and people can download it. Yes.
Yeah. So the first question is, how will this COVID vaccination also cause autism? And here are the autism rates, the numbers of Germany, you can see amazing growing of autism, and it seems that it's an effect of the vaccination at all. But how does COVID vaccinations work here? There are not clear dates, but a study shows that autism in laboratory rats has caused autism. That's one study. Then there is a big study in South Korea with over 2 million participants. That's amazing. That's 50% of the population. And they did two groups, vaccinated and unvaccinated. And the result is that the COVID vaccination triggered a 68% increase in depression, a 43% increase in anxiety disorders, and a 93% increase in sleep disorders. But with 2 million participants, this study has a widened base. And also from this same science from South America, they did another study with more than 500 people and over the age of 65.
500,000 people.
500,000 people, you mean?
Of course. And the result was that the COVID vaccination increased the risk of cognitive impairment by 100 and more than 130%, and the risk of Alzheimer's by 23%. So that also means really you this shows a disconnection between your physical body and your soul and spiritual bodies, because if they cannot really enter, then you get all this soul illnesses, and also mental illnesses. Mental illnesses are also shown in New Zealand after the vaccination starts. There was a high increase of antidepressant descriptions, and there were a lot of studies which show that some people get after the injection paranoia and delusional behavior, and so on. There are a lot of studies who showed this, and there are other studies who showed that the spike proteins accumulate in the brain and cause their damage. I quoted some of the studies, and we in Germany, a scientist, Dr. Michael Nels, wrote a book, The Indoctrinated Brain, and he brought all the things together, and that's a goal to get people to willingly accept it, a new totalitarian operating system that is actually incompatible with a human being. He brought it together. That's the goal, and he said that the spike. He has a nature science view, not a spiritual view, but it came to the same things.
Conclusion, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, conclusions. So he said that the spike proteins will be they attack the memory in the brain, block index neuron production, and so on, and the hippocampus will get shrinks, and together with other life-changing COVID measures and so on. As a result, many people lose their individual experiences, cultural ties, and society lose its mental immune system. What he described in his books, people become more receptive to indoctrination. They forgot who they are, and with little resistance allow others to tell them who they should be and what they should do. So that's a transhumanistic approach.
Yeah.
We are only a machine. We are not.
Yeah. So he came at this conclusion from a more scientific approach, basically. Interesting. Yeah. And then reached the same conclusion as you from the spirit science perspective, that people become more receptive to indoctrination and become more authoritarian followers through the vaccine.
Exactly.
Yes, yes, that's why I quote him, because it's quite interesting. I think if you do real science and do a real research, you came to the same conclusions. Also, if you do materialistic nature science or if you do spiritual science,
fascinating.
It comes together in the end. It comes together.
Yeah.
And another study I want to show where it also comes quite good together. It's from a doctor near Stuttgart, also a German doctor. And the book is also in English, Corona Blood Phenomena. And she does blood research. And I only want to show you some pictures. That's pictures of the blood of unvaccinated people. So you can see the aura is open around, and there is a very lively but clear structure. And now you can see pictures of blood after the COVID vaccination.
So it's more chaotic, and this looks like the outer layer is more open, no?
Yeah, very disturbed.
Yeah, this aura around is, it's hardened. So this free flow to the surrounding is away. Yeah, and it's more chaotic.
Yeah.
So these pictures are quite touching. And as the doctor said, that the COVID disease showed phenomena not seen in 20 years of blood research.
Wow.
And there are many changes, in some cases a complete destruction of the protein structures. And they found, and she found for the unvaccinated having recovered from COVID, because she found similar effects after the COVID illness, but after recovering from COVID, the blood pictures usually returned to normal after a few days. But in contrast, there was no complete normalization for the corona vaccinated even after a month. So that means it shows if you had a COVID illness, then you go through an illness process and a healing process. And then that's also a digesting process. But if you want to avoid the illness process and it took the vaccine, you do not have such digesting process and healing process. I think that shows it. And she could also see spiritual shedding. That means that a non-physical vaccine transmission. She had samples of unvaccinated blood and vaccinated blood in the same room. And when these two samples stand together, the unvaccinated blood then after a while showed the same effects like the vaccinated blood.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Another example was that a brick with a only a brick with a filling contained vaccinated blood lead to an immediate change of the blood of the examiner. Here you can see it on the left side. That is the blood.
Wow.
So an examiner accidentally pricked his finger with his syringe needle that had been used for the blood of the vaccinated. Wow. And the blood that came out of his finger immediately showed typical characteristics of the vaccine blood.
Wow.
That's pretty profound.
Yeah, that's profound. Because that means only to get in this connection, your whole blood system is changed. And these blood images are natural signs, but at the same time, the spiritual world is clearly expressed in them. So for me, if you go meditative in these pictures, I think you can really encountering the dark spirits which are associated with the COVID vaccination. So that was a little bit what I found afterwards in the field of natural science. But now I want to come back to my own research and to the effects of in the afterlife. And if I speak about the afterlife, it's not a matter of faith or theoretical discussions, because the conditions of a disease can be perceived empirically through supersensible perception. And this ability exists always. We only have to use it.
Right.
Yes.
There is a wrong idea around that the body is unimportant for the afterlife because the material body dissolves. That's important to understand. This is a wrong idea because the etheric body and the phantom body continues to exist after death and must develop in afterlife. And if these bodies cannot expand into the cosmos, then the dead person may is chained to it, and then also the soul is blocked. That is the main thought for understanding. And we found in our research that there are really drastic effects, and these effects are going on. It was stronger in the year when the vaccine started, but also now, 4 years later, I have often diseased which I have to do a healing work to heal to he healing work with vaccine beings to free the bodies, phantom body and etheric body of the deceased, and then the deceased as a soul can go on. So that's a typical effect I experience often. If deceased are staying earthbound and suffering, that is a burden for the incarnated relatives. That is also important to understand, because the deceased are not away. The deceased are living in our feeling, in our will, in our subconsciousness. So the deceased are not far away in heaven also. No, they are living in our subconsciousness. And if the deceased are blocked, then we had the effect of this blocked deceased in our subconsciousness, and a lot of psychiatric illnesses and so on occurs from that.
So
Oh, wow.
they're not going back to the spirit realms, the incarn. So if someone dies, so basically if someone dies from the vaccine, they will be around their living relatives and it will affect them through like kind of struggles of the soul. Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
Yeah.
that's what I'm saying, but not it's not always so,
Okay.
right?
Yeah.
And in certain
But
cases, yeah,
got
often
it. Yeah, yeah,
certain
yeah.
cases it's not always, because every case is individual, and it's not only depending if you get the vaccine, also the motivation. If you take the vaccine out of fear, then there is a stronger connection to this possessions, to this counter forces
No.
that possesses you. But if you only do it because you have to do it, was no way other way, then there is not such a strong connection. Then it also depends on your spiritual life, and if you do something actively, because though if with spiritual work you can overcome the possession, then it's and there are a lot I think a lot of different points. And they all have to come together. So it's not possible to say you have taken the vaccine, that are the effects.
Right. This, by the way, Thomas, I want to just point this out, and we can talk about this more in depth in the second hour. This is really important for people to understand, because ever since I've shared your work, as you know, I've written two in-depth essays based on your work as well. people who come across your work sometimes overgeneralize. They think that everybody is equally affected by the vaccine. Everybody's soul disconnect. Everybody gets stuck. But as you just mentioned, many, many factors come in that determine the effects.
It sounds like the two main factors are the intention and the spiritual life of the person, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's me. And then what is the basis of your body? What have you? There's a lot of condition of your body, your temperament. I think there are a lot of different factors will come together. So it's quite important to understand.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But I also get some feedback. Here is a quote from an undertaker. She wrote me that since the vaccine started, the connection to the deceased has changed for them. But I don't want now to go deeper, because if I speak about the life after death, we need another hour. So I want to go further a little bit. There are a lot of other possibilities to stay earthbound. So vaccination is only one possibility. That's also necessary to understand. But it's another issue. And a friend of mine, Iris Paxina, wrote a good book about the blockages in the afterlife, bridges between life and death. Here you can find more. But perhaps it's necessary to speak a little bit how to help the deceased, which are in a blockage through vaccination. And I want to give you one example, so I can remember a man who was really well educated spiritually, but he was urged by his family to be vaccinated. He then fell from his bicycle and was dead one day after he got the vaccine. And we found him because the contact was quite easy because we knew him quite well. And then we found him completely confused and desperate in the afterlife. And he experienced no spiritual light as he was used to during the time on earth. So that means he felt cut off, locked up, and didn't know what was going on. And after we were able to make him understand that he was experiencing the consequences of the COVID vaccination, he was possessed by Sisoratic spirits, he was able to face up to this. And after he got an understanding, that was quite amazing. After he got this understanding, his eye power was restored, and then he was able to come back to his spiritual foundations. And then I had the impression that now he could manage his further way on its own. But that's a special case. But here was really necessary to give him the understanding. And that was also one of my main impulses to write the book, not only for the incarnated people, it's also written for the excarnated people so that they could understand what was going on with them.
Oh, so very interesting. A lot of people, they get earthbound, stuck, because they don't even know what happened. They don't know. They're very confused. They need the understanding and the knowledge in order to move on.
Yes, yes.
Right. Fascinating.
And for some people who has a spiritual power, it could be enough if they get the understanding, because then they know what to do. But so most people do not have such a spiritual power, and then the dead usually need an active help from someone through healing prayers. That is a medicine through healing prayers. And if I do a healing work, I go through the various beings I know that are related with the vaccines, and then I create a spiritual space for the helping spirit that they can come in to work. And I turn above all to the host of Archangel Michael and Raphael and to Christ. You have to go in contact to beings who have the power to deal with the Zoroastric spirits. And it's not enough only to go to connect with your angel. Your normal angel do not have the power. You have you need to create a higher connection to higher beings.
So let's say you know, everyday person, one of the family's members died, most likely because of the COVID vaccine. How can a person help the diseased person to transition? Like you mentioned, via prayer, you know, with the intention, calling up on higher beings to help with the transition, and make even if that person doesn't have super sensible, clairvoyant abilities with the spiritual organs, but the prayer, the intention, and the asking for help will also have a positive effect, right?
Yes. Yes, that's what I wanted to say. It will have a positive effect. The question is, was it enough? But that doesn't matter. You have important is only that you have done what you could do. And perhaps more would be necessary, but you only could do what you what's in your possibilities, and that's important really to use.
Absolutely, yes. Good to know.
So, and the and, but we can speak about it in the second hour more.
Yeah.
About the healing process. That's my understanding. And the next question was very important: is how does the effect of the vaccines wear off over time? And I said that here. I said that it's not only the vaccines; a lot of depending on the physical condition, spiritual foundation of the person, and so on. There's a lot of numbers of circumstances. Also important is who vaccinated.
Oh, interesting.
Of course, if there is a doctor who had an understanding of the problems, but okay, my client wanted, but as a doctor can create with his intention a sheltered space.
Oh, okay.
And then it's not so strong, and perhaps. But if you go to a vaccination fabric, you will not get a sheltered space.
So it also depends on the intention of the doctor.
Yeah. It has an that has an influence in our view, and a big influence. And because if the doctor creates with good intention, with love, then the adversary forces who are connected with the vaccines cannot enter so deeply.
Interesting.
And but what we also then observed is a natural processing of the vaccinations in the first month after the vaccination, but this usually only takes place partially and some residue remaining. And similar is it with the deceased. If someone dies immediately after being vaccinated, then the deceased is often completely bound. But if someone dies month later, then they are usually a little bit freer of it, so then they are not underwater of the possession, but they can look to the possession, and that's a big difference. But even but I have we have to go look on the time. As what I but so what we in our experience also there. It's a digesting. It often things remain, and so I got 2024. It's from a letter from an alternative health practitioner after 3 years of vaccination, and she asked, what have changed? And she's not so positive. She said she wrote, now after time I perceive that them, his client, her clients, them as empty, drained, and exhausted. They suck energy out of their surroundings, and it hurts me so much in my soul and heart. Nothing has changed for the better. The struggle is over, empty shields. The liveliness that does us so much good in our togetherness and also nourishes us energetically is missing. So it's a depressing quote. But however, I also have experienced many complete transformations of the effects of vaccination. And it's a question, how is it? I get diff someone says it's better for other, it's more worse. It's a little bit different, but I think it, also normally the effect, some of the effects also if there was a digesting process, a lot of remains.
So again, it depends on the person. It's very individualistic,
Yes.
right?
Yeah. And then I want to go to another important field, passive vaccination or shedding. And you also can come in contact with this adversary forces, not by taking the vaccines, but by being around with people who are vaccinated. And I want to give you there an example. A friend came to me and said that he had been suffering from depression for about 6 months, but he didn't know why. And we made a session and tried to look what's going on. And I found all the spiritual phenomena of a COVID vaccination in his aura, but he had not been vaccinated. He had picked up these spirits from others. And so we did a healing work, healing prayers, and he also worked quite actively with me. And afterwards, he felt a relief and a relaxation. And since then, the depression has gone. I asked him several times in the following month whether I had. It had stayed that way, and he said always, yes, it's good, no depression anymore. So I'm happy to share this example because as a spiritual healing had here clear consequences. Most of the time it's more complicated and there are se several issues work at the same time, so you have to work through your way through them slowly and gradually. But here it was really the shedding, the main cause for the depression.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
And I wanted also to share it because often you do not understand what was going on. And perhaps for some people, it's important this idea that it also could be a shedding effect.
So the shedding in this case, based on your work, is not necessarily the physical shedding, what people talk about, the spike protein, for example, and whatnot.
Yes.
This is a spiritual shedding of really taking on part of this vaccine being or the seratic spirits that kind of influence the other person.
Yes. It also could be a spike protein physical shedding, but I cannot say something about it. I cannot experience it. But I can experience the spiritual beings. That's my possibilities. Yes. And it's also important to know that we cannot avoid dealing with these vaccine beings. As a humanity, we interpenetrate each other in our aura and so take on the vaccine beings. We are always together with everyone. So we can, it's also not that is the other part of the story. We cannot separate us and go into a bunker or in a castle and the other people shall go away. No, it will not work. We have to work on ourselves to be so strong that we can deal with the vaccine beings.
Right,
That
we can.
is the end of the story.
Yeah.
Because that's a very good point, because many people get so into fear and paranoia
Yeah.
with this information, especially with your work, then I don't want to be around any vaccinated people. And it comes from a place of fear, which, as you
Yeah.
know, ironically actually opens up entry points for these beings to come in, right?
Of course. If you are fear, because it's quite, if it depends really in which condition you are. I often often it doesn't matter. At some point, sometimes I'm somewhere and I really feel what's going on, and then I have to do really actively.
Yeah.
But if I in fear, that is the most important point. If I am staying in fear, I open all doors and all rubbers will come in.
Yeah.
So there are interesting also nature science studies who confirm the shedding. But another thought, the topic is broader because other drugs work in a similar way. We found similar effects with chemotherapy, with some pharmaceuticals, and then also with the suicide and euthanasia drugs. In Switzerland, a lot of people, it's called exit, going to Switzerland from whole Europe, going to Switzerland to die.
Yes.
But in every cases, I could have done a research. Yeah, I found an earthbound suffering deceased.
Wow. So these medically assisted suicides basically create more, like, leave the spirits of the human beings earthbound in lots of cases. Yeah.
Yes. And it's similar effect I have described with the COVID vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's quite similar.
Interesting.
So is it? So I think that's also I think important for the understanding. It's not only a vaccination problem; it's a broader problem. Also with drugs, I think with cocaine, heroin, with chemical drugs, same effects.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in the end, to bring it together. I think we are in a religious war, and we are confronted with this transhumanist world religion. And perhaps it's good what is their belief system? They have an unspoken creed, and they think firstly there is no spiritual world; there is only material world. Sickness is the devil. Dying is hell, and the heaven is the survival, and the redeemer is technical medicine and vaccines. And since we only consist of matter, our bodies can be replaced by technology.
Yeah.
And they also think they receive eternal life if our brain is replaced by a computer. And they don't call it religion. They call it science because then the people believe in it more. That is an unspoken creed of this new world religion. But what does this mean? I think it's materialism in its final phase because it's a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
And the dead end is when after death the body's remain solid like lumps and cement, and then the soul experience how it is changed to them, and there is no spiritual environment for them. And those who worked their way out of this dark experience have come to know evil and have experienced the divine grace. That is a turning point, and they have really understand what materialism mean.
Okay, that's fascinating. So it's an ultimate spiritual lesson, even for the transhumanists, right? To go all right, exactly. Yeah.
It's a schooling. It's a part of their life schooling.
Yes.
And I think that's for me an important thought because. We only have to wait. That is my main thought. We do not have to fight against materialism or something. No, let them run. We cannot stop them.
Mm-hmm.
We only have to wait. And then if we could, we help everyone. But first we have to help ourselves, but we have to stay in a good space and let's say run where and they want to have such experience. Okay, so they get it.
You have to respect their free will.
Exactly. And then we just need to focus on, we need to focus on our spiritual development and what we align with. Hence the splitting. We talked about this before, and we can talk about this more in the second hour, the quote unquote splitting of humanity, right?
Yes, we have the splitting, but in the end, the power of meditation, spiritual healing, helps, and everything can be transformed. That's what I want to say, because I do not want to create fear. I want only we my approach is we need a realistic view, and then we can do the things which are necessary. So
Excellent.
that's what I have prepared for now.
Yeah, I think it's
Excellent.
really important to understand too that like anything can be transformed and healed. And you know, a lot of people hear this information and they go into really black and white thinking that it's all is doomed. But you know, you can even go to the darkest place to the lightest place in a single lifetime. And you know, we have a lot of tools spiritually, even for the soul as well, that we can work with to anchor the real I into the body. We have all sorts of cosmologies that can help you with that as well. You know, the information is out there and we just need to seek it out for ourselves and engage in those practices.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Thomas, for this amazing lecture. So I will, the videos on my website, also the slide presentation, I upload that as well. People can download the slides as well as the PDF on my website, veilofreality.com. And now we take a little break. And then in the second hour, we want to dive a little bit deeper. We have some questions for you to some relating topics, also for the current times, current events, and
Yeah.
how this all relates to everything else, and maybe also some on a positive level, how we can use it as a spiritual lesson, healing, and all of that. Let's dive into that deeper.
Yeah, so some of the topics, just for people who want to listen for part two, we really want to talk about, you know, maybe some other ways the seraphic spirits are influencing us, especially with this rise of AI. I would like to get your thoughts on that. Also, very curious to hear more about this Atlantean karma, because I'm an astrologer and a lot of this actually ties into Pluto in tropical astrology being in Aquarius. So I would love to talk to you about that. And then, you know, maybe just a little bit more about this earthbound spirit phenomenon. I would like to hear your thoughts about that. Like, how do we know one is around? We actually know a lot of people who have lost relatives suddenly to the vaccine. So maybe that will be helpful to them. And yeah, a lot more to dive into.
Beautiful. So again, second hour for members, who anybody who's not a member yet can sign up on my website, veilofreality.com/membership. And thank you so much, Thomas. We put all your links on the page as well. Any last words before we finish the first hour, Thomas?
Yeah, no, we have to take a break.
Yes, let's take a break. Yeah,
I
that
have
was not.
said, I have spoken enough.
Thanks.
Thank
Thank you so much,
Thank
Thomas.
you so much.
And we'll be right back.